Now, following reports that children as young as 10 are being exploited by dealers to sell drugs, our reporter Aideen Finnegan has been to Dublin's South Inner City. Now, locals have been giving their reaction, while outreach workers at the Coalface say their targeted youth project is actually at risk of going under.
Meath Street is a bustling, vibrant part of Dublin's liberties, but it's one of three streets where a very disturbing trend is being highlighted this week.
The report suggests that kids as young as 10 are being targeted by drug dealers to sell the drugs for them.
Yeah, they are.
And is that because they're, as minors, they are less likely to get convicted? Is that why they're being targeted?
That's exactly why. Like, even I live in Al Baban myself, and a lot of it is happening in there. And when you go into the police and you tell them, it's like, oh, well, they're underage. I say it up to four times a day.
Really?
And it's exactly where I live. It's on my stairway. It's in front of my children.
How afraid are you that your kids will be targeted in that way?
Very. I have a 12-year-old son, and I don't allow him out.
Is it something that is happening in this area, do you think?
Yeah, it is. I don't know if it goes as low as 10 now. I mean, I think that's, you know, I couldn't say it doesn't, but definitely 12, 16. I mean, I was born in the kiln. This is the greatest place in the world to live. But there's always going to be people that are going to make money on people's suffering. If you want to stop drug dealing, if you want to take the gun out of drugs as well, you know, and kids dying and being used by these people, I think there has to be some kind of legalisation. There has to be.
It's literally happening everywhere in Dublin. It's absolutely awful to see.
They're afraid. They're probably afraid to say no. They're probably,
you think, they're being forced.
Yeah. Well, probably in other ways they could be forced too, by bigger criminals.
And do you know this, anyone that this has happened to?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
And what sort of situation are they left in now?
They have to go to prison.
That's it.
And they're only a minor.
Do you think that's fair enough? Is that
No, that's not fair at all. Because he got forced into doing that, and it was disgraceful. Yeah.
A few minutes walk away is Dunor Avenue, home of the former St. Teresa's Gardens flat complex. Gary Lawler and Carl Duquay are trained outreach workers with the grassroots project Targeted Response at Youth, or TRY for short. They hone in on young men aged 18 to 30 at risk of falling into addiction or a life of crime. But Carl is not surprised to hear reports of 10-year-olds being exploited by dealers.
No, it doesn't surprise me, like, that 10-year-olds. Like, when you come into an area like this and you look at the stigma towards guards, like, so it's all, you know, our target group is 18 up to 34. But when we come out and we see the younger lads sitting in the flats and they're sitting on the corners and we're going into a little bit of outreach and all you hear is sketches, the police, that's them young lads actually getting affiliated with the gangs.
How do you get from that point to bringing them in to TRY?
What we do, the outreach, yeah. We just engage with them, we go and stand with them and we like, how are you? And it's assessing their needs, meeting them where they're at.
You know, it's also relating to them as well, you know, they're able to relate to us. Relationship building, that's really important, you know, and building trust with young people. So if they're out and about in the streets and they're on street corners, that's where we have to be, you know.
What are you up against in terms of, what are they being promised by people who are involved in drugs and are trying to get them to go down that path?
It's not even what they're promised, it's what they see. They see the fast cars and the gold chains and the... You know, like, if you're an early school leaver and you don't go on to tour level education, you can kind of revert back to ways and means by which you know you can make money. Look, I grew up in flats. I grew up in two blocks of flats like this, smack bang in the middle of the North Inner City. And I was only saying it to one of my youngsters today that, like, I'd love you to see the world, view the world the way I view it now and how I viewed it back when I was your age and how my perception on life was warped.
How did that happen, Carl?
To be honest, I just think I was a product of my environment, to be honest with you. Look, let's call a spade here. If you go out to Black Rock or like that, it's totally different. You're not only challenging these guys' perception on life, you're challenging the people that lost belief in them, people that said, no, leave them, let them get locked up. Should they get locked up, they go into prison and they come out with an education that they hadn't got going in, an education on how to rob, cheat and steal. No, go and help the people, like, that's what it's all about. Like, when We call it trim the flock, so it's like divide and conquer, so break up the cohorts. And one of the guys that we thought we'd never get to, you know, and he came to us 2 weeks ago, he wanted a safe pass. We come in this morning and that guy, we heard that he was starting work, you know, and we were just buzzing then. Like, that's the work paying off for us, you know. Like,
the safe pass that he got work on a building site?
Safe pass, he got work as a brickie on a building site.
And we can hear this construction work going on in the background now. That is the diggers that are in on the regeneration of St. Teresa's Gardens. Is that coming around fast enough for you guys?
Not really, no, because look, they're in there, they're doing the foundation at the moment, so we have to wait for the subcontractors to come in, and they're going to hopefully take a few of the lads on. The power of that is the youth's growing up in the area now, they see these guys going out to work, they're going to want to do that, you know.
Despite the work the men do, Try is at risk of folding if a state agency doesn't commit to matching Dublin City Council's €50,000 backing.
If we don't get funding within 4 months, we're gone. Like,
the piloted programme shuts down, like, you know, so, like, and Dublin City Council have been fantastic with their funding, like, in fairness to them, you know, they funded it. So, like, it's down to the other funding streams to sort of come up and say, look, yeah, we're prepared to roll in behind this and see can we make this work properly, you know, and roll it out. It's just seeing the goals that we're hitting, you know, and seeing these young lads changing their lives around. It's massive. So this is a huge call out to you know, even sort of, you know, your politicians and stuff, you know, if you really do care about your area, you know, try and make things work, you know.
Gary Lawler ending that report there by Aideen Finnegan. Just incredible to think that the people Aideen's talking to are actually based in Dublin and that they're talking about kids as young as 10 being targeted to sell drugs.